A Message from the Sea. Based on the story by Charles Dickens. Simplified English version. Chapter 1, The Stranger in Steepways. The village of Steepways was a beautiful but difficult place. It was in Devonshire, England. There were high hills and steep cliffs everywhere. The roads went up and down. That is why people called it Steepways. It was a cold winter afternoon. The wind blew from the sea. The sky was grey. A stranger walked down the steep hill. He was a tall man. He looked strong. He wore a blue coat and a captain's hat. His face was brown from the sun and the wind. He walked quickly. He did not care about the cold wind. He arrived at the village inn. The name of the inn was the King's Arms. The stranger opened the door and went inside. It was warm and bright in the inn. There was a big fire. The fishermen of the village sat at the tables. They drank tea and talked. When the stranger entered, everyone stopped talking. They looked at him. Visitors were rare in Steepways in the winter. "Good afternoon, friends," said the stranger. His voice was loud and happy. He had an American accent. "Good afternoon, sir," said the villagers. "My name is Captain Jorgen," said the man. "I am an American sea captain. My ship is waiting in the harbor near here. I am looking for a family in this village. Their name is Ray Brock." A young man stood up in the corner of the room. He looked about 20 years old. He had a kind face, but he looked very sad. "I am a Ray Brock," said the young man. "My name is Alfred Ray Brock." Captain Jorgen smiled. He walked to the young man and shook his hand. "I am very happy to meet you, Alfred," said the captain. "I came a long way to find you. I have something for you. It is a message from the sea." Chapter 2, A Sad Story. Captain Jorgen sat down at Alfred's table. He ordered some food and tea. "Tell me about your family, Alfred," said the captain. "Is your father here?" Alfred looked at the floor. He was silent for a moment. "No, sir," said Alfred quietly. "My father is dead. He died 1 year ago. He was a fisherman. He went out to sea in his boat, but he never came back. We think his boat sank in a storm." "I am very sorry," said Captain Jorgen. "And your mother?" "My mother is alive," said Alfred. "We live together in a small cottage. We try to be happy, but it is difficult." "Are you married?" asked the captain. Alfred sighed. "No. I love a girl named Kitty. She is the best girl in the world. We wanted to marry. But when my father died, he left a big debt."
"A debt?" asked Jorgen.
"Yes," explained Alfred. "My father owed money to Kitty's father. It is a lot of money. Now we are poor. I work hard every day to pay the money back. But it will take a long time. I cannot marry Kitty until I pay the debt. It is a matter of honor." Captain Jorgen listened carefully. He looked at Alfred's honest face. "Alfred," said the captain, "finish your tea. Then, take me to your mother. I have a story to tell you. Maybe I can help you." Chapter 3, The Bottle. They walked to Alfred's house. It was a clean, simple house near the beach. Alfred's mother, Mrs. Ray Brock, was there. Kitty was there too. She was helping Mrs. Ray Brock with the housework. Captain Jorgen introduced himself. He was very polite to the women. "Mrs. Ray Brock," said the captain. "I am the captain of a ship called the Golden Dream. 3 months ago, we were in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean." The captain put his hand into his big coat pocket. He took out a glass bottle. It was green and old. It was covered in sea salt. "My sailors found this bottle in the water," said Jorgen. "It was floating. We picked it up. Inside the bottle, there was a piece of paper." Mrs. Ray Brock and Alfred looked at the bottle. They were surprised. "We opened the bottle," the captain continued. "The paper was wet. The writing was difficult to read. But I saw a name at the bottom. The name was Hugh Ray Brock." Mrs. Ray Brock started to cry. "My husband. Is he alive?"
"No, madam," said the captain gently. "I do not think so. This letter is old. He wrote it before his ship sank. It is his last message." The captain took a piece of paper from his pocket. He put it on the table. "Look," he said. "The water destroyed some words. But we can read the important parts. Alfred, please read it." Chapter 4, The Stolen Money. Alfred took the paper. His hands were shaking. He read the words slowly. "Storm is coming. Boat is sinking. I am writing this. Alfred stopped. It was very sad to read his father's last words. Read the next part, said Jorgen. About the money. Alfred read again, the £500. Not lost. Stolen. My partner took it. He lives in Lanrian. Alfred stood up. His eyes were wide. Stolen? He shouted. My father did not lose the money. Someone stole it. Yes, said Captain Jorgen. Your father had £500 to pay his debts. He was on the boat with a partner. The partner stole the money and escaped. Your father died, but the thief lived. But who is the thief? Asked Kitty. The letter says he lives in Lanrian, said the captain. Where is Lanrian? It is a village in Cornwall, said Alfred. It is about 2 days from here. But we do not know anyone in Lanrian. We must go there, said Captain Jorgen. He stood up and looked very determined. We must find this man. We must get your money back. Then you can pay the debt and the marry Kitty. You will help us? Asked Mrs. Raybrock. Of course, said the American captain. I love an adventure. And I want to see justice. Alfred, pack your bag. We leave tomorrow morning. Chapter 5, The Journey to Lanrian. The next morning was cold but sunny. Captain Jorgen and Alfred started their journey. They walked out of steep ways and climbed the high hills. It was a long walk. They walked for 2 days. They saw green fields and dark forests. They saw the blue ocean from the top of the cliffs. Captain Jorgen was a fun companion. He told Alfred stories about America. He sang songs. He made Alfred laugh. You are a good man, Captain, said Alfred. And you are a good son, said Jorgen. We will find the truth. On the third day, they arrived in Lanrian. Lanrian was very different from Steepways. It was a dark, grey village. The houses were made of black stone. The streets were empty. It looked like a sad place. Okay, said Jorgen. We are here. Now we need to find the man who was with your father. They went to the village shop. They asked questions. Did you know Hugh Raybrock? Asked Alfred. Did a man from this village go fishing with him? Asked Jorgen. At first, nobody wanted to speak. But finally, an old woman spoke to them. Yes, she said. There was a man. His name is Tregarthen. He was Hugh Raybrock's partner. He came back 1 year ago. He said the boat sank and Raybrock died. Tregarthen was the only survivor. Where does he live? Asked Alfred quickly. He lives in the big house on the hill, said the woman. He is rich now. But he is a strange man. He never smiles. And something happened to him. His hair turned completely white in 1 week. Chapter 6, The Man with White Hair. Rich and unhappy, said Captain Jorgen. That sounds like a guilty man. Let's go. They walked up the hill to the big stone house. It looked cold and lonely. Captain Jorgen knocked on the door. Bang. 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 A servant opened the door. We want to see Mr. Tregarthen, said Jorgen. It is very important. The servant took them into a dark room. A man was sitting by the fire. When the man stood up, Alfred was shocked. The man was not very old, but his hair was snow white. His face was pale and thin. He looked very nervous. Who are you? Asked Tregarthen. His voice was shaking. My name is Captain Jorgen, said the American. And this is Alfred Raybrock. When Tregarthen heard the name Raybrock, he fell back into his chair. He covered his face with his hands. Raybrock, he whispered. Why are you here? Hugh is dead. The sea took him. Yes, the sea took him, said Captain Jorgen seriously. But the sea sent a message back. Chapter 7, The Confession. Captain Jorgen took the green bottle from his pocket and put it on the table. Look at this, said the captain. Hugh Raybrook wrote a letter before he died. He put it in this bottle. The ocean carried it to me. And I brought it to you. Tregarthen looked at the bottle. He was terrified. He looked like he saw a ghost. The letter says you stole the money, said Alfred angrily. My father had £500. You hit him, took the money, and escaped in the small boat. You left my father to die on the sinking ship. Tregarthen started to cry. It is true, he cried. It is all true. I am a terrible man. I wanted the money. But the money brought me no happiness. I cannot sleep. Every night I see Hugh's face. My hair turned white from the guilt. I am living in hell. We want the money back, said Captain Jorgen.
Yes, yes, said Tregarthen. Take it.
I still have it. I was too afraid to spend it.
Tregarthen went to a hidden box in the wall. He took out a heavy bag. Here is the £500, he said. And here is £500 more. It is the interest. Please take it and go. I want to have peace.
Alfred took the bag. He opened it and counted the money. Then, he put £500 in his pocket and put the other £500 back on the table.
I will take my father's money, said Alfred. I will not take your money. I am an honest man. Chapter 8, Going Home. Captain Jorgen and Alfred left the dark house. Outside, the sun was shining. The air felt fresh.
You did a good thing, Alfred, said the captain. You did not take the extra money.
I only wanted to clear my father's name, said Alfred. Now I can pay the debt. The journey back to Steepways was fast and joyful. They practically ran over the hills. When they arrived in the village, Mrs. Raybrock and Kitty were waiting at the gate.
Did you find him?
Asked Kitty.
Yes, said Alfred. He showed them the money. Further was innocent. The money was stolen, but now we have it.
Mrs. Raybrock cried tears of joy.
My poor Hugh, she said. Now everyone will know he was an honest man.
Alfred went to Kitty's father that same day. He paid the debt.
Kitty's father was very surprised. He shook Alfred's hand.
You are a good young man, he said. You can marry my daughter?
Chapter 9, The Wedding and Goodbye.
2 weeks later, there was a beautiful wedding in Steepways. The church bells rang across the valley.
Ding dong, ding dong.
The whole village came to celebrate. Alfred looked handsome, and Kitty was beautiful in her white dress. Captain Jorgen was the guest of honor. He sat next to Mrs. Raybrock.
During the dinner, the captain stood up.
My friends, he said. The sea is dangerous. It takes many things from us. But sometimes, the sea gives something back. It gave us a message. It gave us the truth. And today, it gave us happiness.
Everyone cheered. Hooray for Captain Jorgen. After the wedding, it was time for the captain to leave. His ship was ready to sail to America.
Alfred walked with him to the top of the hill.
I cannot thank you enough, said Alfred.
You changed our lives.
And you gave me a great adventure, said Jorgen.
Goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye, Captain.
Captain Jorgen walked away. He turned back one last time and waved his hat.
Alfred waved back.
Then, the captain disappeared over the hill, back to his ship and the big blue sea.
Alfred went back to his wife and his mother. They lived happily for many years, but they never forgot the message from the sea.